this morning. We're broadcasting from the Lorraine Palace Theater. This is the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Lorraine, and this portion brought to you by the Glebnashima Fermata Funeral Chapel at 3224 Broadway in Lorraine, just not too far down. We're at 6th and Broadway. They're a little bit further down the road there as well. And with us is for stopping in. Appreciate that.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, you told us before you went on the air, you are celebrating your 20th as a licensed funeral director and embalmer.
That's right. Yeah, this year I was sent a letter by our Ohio Funeral Directors Association inviting me to our state convention this year. And they were honoring all the Ohio licensees with their 25-year pin and certificate. So I went down to Columbus to Easton Place this year to our convention and was hoping to see some of my classmates that I graduated with. I ran into a couple of them and it was kind of nice. It was unexpected. I guess I didn't realize it's been that long already. I mean, I knew that, but then when I got the information in the mail about coming down, I was like, oh yeah, wow, it's 25 years already for me. So it's been an eye-opener.
Do you remember back that time when that decision was made? In your life, this is what I would want to do, and now it's time.
Yeah, I do. In fact, you know, I have, you know, a couple kids that are going to be going to college. My son will be leaving this fall for Ohio U, and, you know, I told him when I was his age that, you know, I had no idea what I wanted to do for a career, so I wasn't sure, and I wound up going to Learning Community College for a couple years just to try to figure that out. I had a couple ideas, but wasn't quite sure what I wanted to commit to, so some kids know right away and some don't. So,
what was it that was the flashpoint for you?
Well, I'll tell you, at one point I learned Catholic in the drafting program, and I really thought I wanted to do that. And I remember meeting with one of the advisors at one of the schools I was looking at, and he took a drawing that he spread out on the table in front of me, and it was like an exploded drawing of a gear system. And I think my eyes popped out of my head, and he goes, no, no, I don't expect you to know how to do that now, but you will know how to do it by the time we're done with this. So, and I thought, well, thank God, because I haven't done anything close to that. So, no, I mean, I had been working a little part-time in high school at a funeral home and doing some jobs that you know, you start with shoveling snow and cutting grass and pulling weeds and washing cars and that, and pretty soon you start helping out on funerals, and you thought, well, maybe it might be something interesting to do. So,
well, that's interesting. Many people I would sometimes don't even know that there's, you need to be licensed or there's an education that goes beyond.
Oh yeah,
behind
yeah. Ohio still, even back when I was in school, they had just mandated that to be a licensed funeral director in the state of Ohio, you had to have a bachelor's degree. They were probably, if not the first state, one of the first states to require that. And then, of course, if you want to be an embalmer, you have to go to the mortuary school itself. So, so I did go down to the school in Cincinnati at the time. We were on Xavier's campus. And so I was a student there, actually, in the dorms. I was just like a Xavier student. I was just in the mortuary program. But once I completed that, you have to do a one-year apprenticeship, and then you get your embalmer's license and your funeral director's license. So,
now, when you went back to this anniversary, what I assume many people who even were in that class, their career changed, but these ones you met kind of stuck it out. Did they have any comments?
Right, yeah. You know, it's interesting to see where life takes you. Is, you know, some of my classmates are no longer in funeral service, and then there's some that are working. Some are fortunate like myself to, you know, own a funeral home or be a part owner of a funeral home. So life takes you on different paths, and you know, it's just interesting to see where people wind up.
Yep.
Any modern-day challenges in the business, in the industry?
Well, modern-day challenges, I think social media has become such a big thing now. We were probably the first funeral home in Lorraine to have its own website. In fact, I was looking it over again the other day, and it says 2002 is when we started it. And we're actually going to be revamping that soon. We just contracted with a company to to go over that, and we're going to have some different features on there now because it needs some updating. And this year we also started our own Facebook page, so you can like us on Facebook if you'd like. You can check that out. But that's the reason we did that is because I've had a lot of people ask me about putting a family member's obituary on their Facebook page, and I've told them they can just copy the link that we have on our website and do it. But then I thought, you know, maybe we should just have our own Facebook page. So, you know, we've done that. But as far as challenges, there's challenges probably with any business. But, you know, a lot of people have some general ideas what they want to do when they come in. And you know, I think our industry has done a good job at educating the public about what their options are and what they can do as far as either burial or cremation services.
One thing I've noticed in recent years is that some people are getting more and more creative with the notices.
Oh, yeah.
Are you having that too?
We are. And locally here with our papers, they were pretty strict on what they would allow printed. And because they were so strict is because there was no fee. It was free. That has changed. So obituaries do have a cost now. But they do give you the liberty to put in what you want. So we've had some obituaries that are quite lengthy, and then there's some that are just very brief. But just so people are aware that our local papers are charging by the column inch. What that fee actually is, I don't know. But we just get a total at the end. But.
Well, that's where sometimes the social media comes in and sort of changes the whole landscape of it, where you could make a post and put an obituary out there sort of just on your Facebook page or a link to something else so that you can express how you felt about this person or try to put their life in as many, you know,
exactly.
words as possible.
Yeah, and also on our website, like a lot of funeral homes, they have sign-in books, so to speak, where people can actually leave messages and for the family members, and people can see that. And that's kind of a personal touch.
We're talking today with Jerry Hermata from Glove Nashima Hermata Funeral Chapel in Lorain. You mentioned about the changes, but you kind of are responding to the needs of the customer in a sense, and the family members of what it is they're looking for, so that people have a different, I guess, sense of what it means when someone passes, how to respect them, I guess.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, as I said before, some people have a general idea, but then, you know, it's our job to kind of throw some other things at them that maybe they haven't thought about. Like maybe you'd like to do something along these lines, or, you know, if your dad was a big golfer or whatever, if they want to, you know, include things like putting his golf bag by his casket, or picking out some cards that have a golfer on it, or fisherman. We've done things where, you know, people like to make these DVD videos now. We used to do that quite a bit, but now a lot of people are pretty computer savvy and they've got the software on their computer, so they make picture slideshows that we can play during the wake. And that's actually pretty therapeutic for a family, because there's some downtime between when you make the arrangements and then the actual wake or showing. And people tend to start going through pictures as they make these boards up or they make these videos, and it's kind of, as I said, therapeutic for them to go ahead and reminisce as they look through photos. And I even had a family make a comment to me. They came up to me one time and says, "Boy, you really do know what you're doing, don't you?" And I was like, "Well, I hope I do." But he said, "Well, that picture thing you suggested us do," and he says, "That was really good for us because we sat and we laughed and laughed about all this stuff as we went through pictures." And I thought, well, well, then that's good, you know.
In a sense, and many times you become a best friend to a family at a moment, and this may be the only connection you have for them at that brief time. So it's important for how you present yourself and how you kind of be a part of that.
Yeah, and you know, we've developed a lot of personal relationships with families over the years, and some of them I know real well, and some of those are the harder funerals for me. Because, you know, it's tough to see your friends really having a hard time. Or even myself, that's one of the things that I try is to try not to get too emotional. But I did lose a classmate this year. You know, I've known him since I was a kid, and you know, that was tough for me. I kind of broke down. I tried really hard not to, but I kind of broke down when we were doing the prayer service, and I felt bad about that. But afterwards, the family actually came up to me and they said, "Well, we understand that you're hurting too." And you know, it can be an emotional thing for us, but you know, it's something that you want to do for them. You have to be there for them.
Well, over your 25 years, you've probably seen a lot and have figured out how best to contain your emotions and allow the other people to express their emotions, because it's really about what was happening
definitely.
In their lives.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you want them to feel comfortable. You want to create an environment for them to be able to express that.
If people want to find out more about what's going on with Glove Nashim or Hamada Funeral Chapel, what's a good place for them to check out?
Well, they could check our website. It's www.glovna.net. If the website happens to not be loading, as I mentioned before, we are having some maintenance done to it. It'll be updated within the next 7 to 10 days, I think. But check us out there. You could check us out on Facebook as well, or like us if you'd like, or, of course, our phone number, 246-2118.
I find the interesting thing about some of the obituaries online, and many things like they talk about, you put something online, it almost lives forever. You can go back. There's things there from previous years. So if you had missed out on someone's passing, you can find out and, so in a sense, be reconnected to that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of have your own closure at a different time and place.
Right. Yeah, we actually have an archive on our website with all the obituaries. So even if it's not on the front page, you could go to another part of it and enter the person's last name, and it'll pull it up. So it's always there.
Yeah. Jerry Hamada from Glove Nashim or Hamada Funeral Chapel, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for supporting our broadcast here as we continue with the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Lorraine from the lobby of the Lorraine Palace Theater.